Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, we find once again the Parsha of Matan Torah. We are, however, not going to discuss, as it were, the actual Matan Torah, but rather we'd like to talk about a pasuk that precedes it. And it says that Moshe and Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, and the Shivim Ziknei Yisrael, all were attending Matan Torah, Vayiru es Eloike Yisrael. And they saw, now obviously this is a very difficult pasuk to understand, they ki'ilu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't fully obviously understand what that means. But we would like to look at the following words. V'tachas raglav, and as it were underneath the raglaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, k'ma'ase livnas hasapir. Livnas hasapir. There was a stone or a brick made out of sapphire. What was the significance of this brick? Obviously, this is clearly all metaphoric. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have raglaim, etc., etc. But whatever this means, there is some meaning clearly to the fact that there was a brick, a livnas hasapir by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Lizkor to remember B'tzoroson Shal Yisrael, to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. Shehoyu Meshuabodim, they themselves were enslaved and were working hard for the Mitzrayim B'maisa Levenim, with bricks. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this brick Kaviyochol together with him to feel and to remember the pain of Klal Yisrael. This brick reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the bricks that Klal Yisrael were enslaved with in Mitzrayim. And Rabbeinu Bachai says the same, he's quoting a Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meitzar. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, as it were, feels the pain Kesheha Umois, when the Goyim Mitzirin Yisrael, when they torture Klal Yisrael, when the Goyim put Klal Yisrael under duress and in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain. And all of that is hinted to by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this Livnas HaSapir. He has this rock right there by his feet, because this rock, this brick, reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, of the bricks that Klal Yisrael were building in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. The concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeling the pain of Klal Yisrael is in fact a Mufurash of Pasuk in the Novi Yeshayahu. The Novi says, Bekol Tzorosom, in all of their pain, Loi Tzor, Loi with a Lamed Vov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I feel their pain as well. And the Malbim says, it's like a father, Shetzoras Benoi Tzar Loi, where the pain of the child causes pain to the father. Ki'ilu hoyotzora loy la'atzmoy, as if he himself was in pain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'kol tzorosom, in all the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, I'm always there. I'm always feeling your pain with you. And of course, this is a tremendous chiddush, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is the one who dictates things. He allowed Klal Yisrael to be Betzora in the first place. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't think I've abandoned you. When you, Klal Yisrael, are in pain, I am in pain as well. This lesson was first taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he appeared for the very first time to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the first appearance, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu was where? The Sneh Boyer Boesh, the burning bush. Now we know that the Sneh is not only a very lowly bush, but it also has thorns in it. Says Rashi, Mitoi HaSneh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the thorn bush, V'loi Ilan Acher? What about another tree? Mishum, three words, Imoi Onoichi Betzora. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, and by extension Klal Yisrael, Imoi onoichi betzora. I am with Klal Yisrael in their pain. And that's why the divine presence appears where? In the thorny bush. A bush of thorns is clearly something that causes pain and bleeding. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel that pain. I feel that pain. Therefore, the very first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, this lesson is immediately taught. Imoi onoichi betzara. And the Medrash says, Kaviyachol, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani shutef betzaron. I'm a partner in their pain. I'm a partner in their pain. The truth is, it was hinted to even earlier than that. Strictly speaking, no, it's not earlier, it's a little bit later, excuse me, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav in Parsha Shemois, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki yodati es machoivav, I know their pain. What does it mean, I know their pain, says Rashi, Samti lev lehispainein, I've paid attention to understand and feel es machoivav, their pain. So we are seeing over here on a number of occasions, both with the brick that Kaviyochel sits by the raglaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in the burning bush, in the pasuk b'kol tzarasom loitzar, ki odati es machoivav, time and time again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hints to Klal Yisrael, your pain is my pain. Don't think that you have been abandoned. I feel your pain. I feel your pain, and it's a pasuk, Imoi onoichi betzara. Now, of course, as we well know, this lesson was absorbed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu exemplified the same midah. Where do we find that Moshe Rabbeinu displays the same midah? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Mitzrayim, Vayar besivloisom, and he saw their pain. What does that mean, he saw their pain? Pain is not something that you can see, it's something that you can feel. Let's not forget, Moshe Rabbeinu is of course a member of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi themselves were not involved in the Shibud. Says Rashi, Nosan Eilo Veliboi. He went out to pay attention, to feel in his heart, Liois Meitzer Aleim, to feel their distress as well. So the exact same midah that we find with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, we find with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. And we find it on another occasion as well. Because if we backtrack just a little bit, 2 weeks ago, Parshas Beshalach, when Klal Yisrael are fighting Amalek, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael were victorious. The Loshon of the Pasuk is, Vayikhu Even Vayosimu Tachtov. Moshe Rabbeinu took a stone and sat upon it. Says Rashi, why did Moshe Rabbeinu sit on a stone? That's an unusual type of chair. Why didn't he sit on a pillow? Omar, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yisrael Shuruyin Betzar. If Klal Yisrael are in tzar at a time of Melchama, Af ani ehye imohem betzar. So too, I will join in their tzar. Even though I'm not there on the battlefield, but I'm going to partake in their tzar. And if they are fighting, how can I possibly sit on a chair with a pillow, a very comfortable couch? No, I'm going to sit on a chair of stone. This message that's being taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in turn by Moshe Rabbeinu could not be more timely. This limud that Moshe Rabbeinu says, even though I'm not there on the battlefield, but I still feel the tzar, is something that resonates, should resonate, until this very day, up till this very day. When Klal Yisrael at the moment are in a situation of milchama, even if we do not find ourselves physically on the battlefield, but we must remember Moshe Rabbeinu's lesson. Af ani ehye imohem betzar. I have to feel their pain as well. And in fact, the Gemara talks about this. The Gemara says in Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Bizman shi Yisrael shuruyim betzar. At a time when Klal Yisrael are in pain, upireish echad mehem, and one of the members of Klal Yisrael segregates himself, cuts himself off. Do you know what happens? Frightening. Says the Gemara, two malochim come, and they put their hands on his head, and they say, this individual who's been poireish min hatzibur, he will not be zoicha to see the nechama of the tzibur. If you're not part of the tzibur in their pain, then neither are you part of the tzibur when the nechama arrives. Elo, says the Gemara, what should you do? Yitza'er odom im hatzibur. You should feel the pain of the tzibur, and that way indeed you will be zoicha to see the nechama. And the Rambam, when he codifies this lahalacha, he writes in the most sharp terminology, and he writes, there are some people who will not be zoicha to Olam Haba. One of them is, poireish midarkei hatzibur. If he cuts himself off the tzibur, what does that mean to cut yourself off the tzibur, says the Rambam? Loi yikoneis betzoroson. If he does not join in their pain, elohoileich kedarkoi, bedarkoi. He just goes along his day-to-day life, ke'echod migoyei ha'oretz, like one of the goyim, pays no attention to the fact that his brothers, his sisters, and Klal Yisrael are in distress. He has cut himself off from the tzibur to the extent that he is not zoicha to Olam Haba. Absolutely frightening. We'd like to explain this a little bit. On one occasion, there was a blood libel. Unfortunately, on many occasions, but on one particular occasion, there was a blood libel where the Jews were accused of killing a young Christian child, taking his blood, and absurdly, this was the accusation, they put it in the matzahs for Pesach. It came to court, and Klal Yisrael were, as it were, on the defensive, and they sent the great Godel Rav Meir Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, to be the defense for Klal Yisrael. The judge says to Rav Meir Shapiro, we accuse you of killing a young Christian child to take his blood and put it in the matzahs. Rav Meir Shapiro responded, this is absurd. We are not a murderous nation. We would never kill, not a Jew, not a non-Jew. So the judge said, I'm afraid to say I can prove you wrong. The judge clearly had prepared himself for the trial, but as we'll see in a moment, he did not prepare well enough. The judge says, I'm sorry, I cannot accept your claim that you would never kill a non-Jew. I think you would claim, you would kill a non-Jew. Do you know why? Because I looked in your Talmud, and it's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph. And the Gemara says that when the Torah uses the word Odom, human being, it only refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are an Odom. Goyim are not an Odom. So the judge says to Rav Meir Shapiro, look, there it is. In your Talmud it clearly tells us that your rabbis do not even consider us Goyim to be an Odom. We're not human beings in your eyes. We're apparently even less than that. We're just an animal. Well, you would kill an animal. So how can you possibly claim that you would never kill a non-Jew? Why? Apparently, you do not view us as a member of the human race. We are not even an Odom. As well as he may have prepared, but he wasn't quite prepared well enough. Because Rav Meir Shapiro answered him on the spot, I'm sorry, Your Honor, you've misunderstood what our rabbis meant. How do you say in Lashon HaKodesh, what's the Hebrew word for man? Well, there's actually a few words. One of them is ish. One of them is Gever. One of them is Odom. What's the difference? Ish is the single, singular. What's the plural version of Ish? Anoshim. Gever is the singular. What's the plural of Gever? Gvorim. Odom. What's the plural of Odom? There is no plural of Odom. There's no such word as Odomim. Said Rameh Shapiro, I'm sorry, you misunderstood the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the Jewish nation are Odom, the non-Jews are not, what that means is we are always in the single tense. Odom, as we discussed last week, Ish Echot Belev Echot. He said to the judge, tell me, in all honesty, when you're reading your morning newspaper and you read about a unfortunate landslide in Botswana, you read about a yachting accident in South Australia, does that bother you? Do you feel any pain? No. You carry on chomping at your breakfast and you turn over to the next page in the newspaper. Because you are not Odom. Not that you're not a human being. That's not what our rabbis meant. They didn't mean to say that you are inhuman, you're just an animal. It means that you cannot be viewed upon in the singular. Only Klal Yisrael are Odom. When we hear or see or experience even somebody that we don't know, but it's a member of Klal Yisrael who's in pain, we feel that pain. That's what it means that only Klal Yisrael are Odom. A Goy cannot understand that. And that's what the Rambam means, the Rambam that we just quoted. If somebody, the Poiresh Min HaTzibur, he doesn't feel the pain of the Tzibur. Rather what, as the Rambam writes, he just goes about his day, Ke'echod Mi Goyei Ha'aretz. Why is he compared to a Goy? The answer is because that is the nature of a Goy. A Goy couldn't care less, doesn't feel, is not interested in the pain of others. If you cut yourself off from the Tzibur and you don't feel that pain, then you're not part of the Tzibur. Rather, you're like a Goy. You can no longer be considered Odom. Only Klal Yisrael are Odom. I remember a number of years ago, when I used to live in Ramat Aleph, I had a small shiur with members that you all know, Dr. Robert Cohen, Dr. Dinner, and I learned with them the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. It was clearly beneficial to me to have this assistance of the doctors, and they said it was beneficial to them as well to go through the halachas. I remember we were learning the halachas of what happens if chas v'shalom on Shabbos somebody has a burn. And the answer is, it depends what type of burn. First degree burn, second degree burn, third degree burn. And I remember our dear friend Rav Moshe Zelig Cohen, who himself now, Be'ezus Hashem, should be zecha to a refuah shleima. I remember him telling me that it depends on the severity of the burn. Sometimes it's a burn, but it's very external, just grazes the skin, and that's not any pikuach nefesh, it's not dangerous, it might be uncomfortable. Then you have a second degree burn where it burns the skin. Then there is a chashash, maybe there could be infection, etc., etc. But he said the most dangerous of all is when it burns not only the exterior, but even the skin, and it goes further than that and it burns the nerves. If it burns the nerves, he says that's pikuach nefesh. That's pikuach nefesh, and clearly you've got to be machal Shabbos, you've got to be rushed to hospital. So I said to him, Rav Moshe Zelig, you told me that if it burns the skin, that's very painful, that's the symptom. How would he know if the nerve cells have been burned as well? What's the symptom then? And he said to me, then you feel no pain whatsoever. Because it's burned all the way through, and his senses there in the nerves have gone. If you don't feel any pain, that's pikuach nefesh. And I remember thinking to myself, what a powerful lesson that is. If you feel the pain, it's not so dangerous. But if you don't feel the pain, that literally is pikuach nefesh. And that's what we're being taught today. If you don't feel pain when Klal Yisrael are suffering, that's life and death. You've just cut yourself off from Klal Yisrael. You have no chelek im Olam Habo whatsoever. In fact, the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that if somebody davens at the back of the shul, behind the shul, not facing the same direction as the rest of the shul, says the Gemara, he is a Rosha. That's what the Gemara calls him. He's a Rosha. And the Gemara says on one occasion there was a story, because this is exactly what happened. Somebody davened behind the shul, facing a different direction. All of a sudden, Eliyahu HaNavi came, dressed up as a goy, and cut his head off. What is the lesson of that Gemara? If you daven behind the shul, in a different direction to everybody else, what does that show us? That I'm not part of the tzibur. I'm not joining in them. I'm not in the same direction. Their needs are not my needs. Well then, Eliyahu HaNavi says, you're considered a Rosha. Do you remember the Rosha on the Leil HaSeder? Didn't he also say, Moha Avoida Azes Lochem, and we say, Hoitzi Es Atzmoy Min HaKlal. You're not part of the Klal. If you daven behind the shul, in a different direction, you do not participate. The needs of the community are not your needs, then you're a Rosha. So who comes to kill him? Eliyahu HaNavi, dressed up as a goy. Because you are behaving like a goy. And what was his oinesh? His head was removed, detached from his guf. Just like you have detached yourself from the rest of the guf of Klal Yisrael. A few years ago we once mentioned in a shir, the Medrash tells us that Yisroi was not allowed to participate in Kabbalah Satoira. Why not? Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry to tell you, my children experienced back-breaking labor. They were part of the Shibud Mitzrayim. You, however, were not. To the contrary, you were living it up. Yoshev b'teich beisoi b'betach v'hashket. You were living very comfortably. If you did not participate in the Shibud, you cannot participate either in Kabbalah Satoira. What is the obvious question on that? What about Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi were also not part of the Shibud. And we explained at the time that Shevet Levi, of course headed by no less than Moshe Rabbeinu, absolutely participated in the Shibud. In fact, the Shloah says, what were Levi's children called? Gershon, Kohos, and Merari. All of those names refer to the Shibud. Gershon means that we are Gerim, sojourners in Mitzrayim. Kohos, our teeth are being blunted. Merari, bitter. We are suffering bitter, back-breaking labor. And we said then a phenomenal story. The story is told by one of the great Hasidic Rebbeim, the Admar of Horny Stipel. He once had to undergo a serious operation, and the surgeons advised him, obviously, that you'll need to undergo an anesthetic, and he said, I've got no need. You can tell the anesthetist he's not needed today. And they said, it'll be very painful. They said, no, for me it won't be. What do you mean? So he explained as follows, and it's quite remarkable. He said, every day, all day, people come to me and they pour out their hearts and they share with me their troubles. I don't just listen, but I try and experience with them. Imoy onoichi betzara. Imoy onoichi betzara. Such that I literally feel their anguish. Their pain is my pain. People have come to me describing different medical situations that they are experiencing, including the one that I am now in myself. And people have described the difficulty of the surgery. I felt that pain. I've undergone it. I'm now used to it already. I've actually experienced this pain just by sharing the pain of others to the extent that I don't need an anesthetic because I've become used to it. You see the tremendous koyach of Imayonoichi Betzara. Imayonoichi Betzara is not just tut tut, oh, I feel so bad for them. Rather, I share in their pain until I literally, literally am experiencing it myself. That's what this Rebbe said. So Shevet Levi, even though physically they were not involved in the Shibbut, but they experienced it absolutely. They indeed can take part in Kabbalah Satorah. That's not the same as Yisroi. Yisroi, as the Medrash said, was sitting oh so comfortable in his home. You're not part of the Klal. Torah was given to the Klal, as we explained last week. Levi did not cut themselves off. To the contrary, Imoi Onoichi Betzora. So this is a crucial lesson that we're being taught, and it all begins in this week's parasha. The rock, the brick, that's to be found by the raglaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show that I remember and I feel that big brick, that brick building that you are involved with. The burning bush. At every stage we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares in our tzara, Moshe Rabbeinu shared in the tzara of Klal Yisrael, and in turn, like we said, now especially more than ever, at a zman of milchoma, it's incumbent on us to feel the pain of those who are enduring pain. Why so? Why indeed is it so important to feel the pain? Well, of course, firstly, because it helps us daven more. If it's somebody else's issue and it's nothing to do with me, I feel less necessity to daven. But if I really experience the imoy onoichi betzora, imoy benoichi betzora noisei ba'olim chaveroi, imagine it if it really was your own pain. Obviously, you would daven with far more intensity. Therefore, when one feels that other people's pain are your pain, clearly you will daven with more intensity. But there really is, I think, an even more important nakuda. To feel somebody else's pain, to have compassion on others, is a distinctly Jewish midah. Do you remember the story in the Gemara in Yevamos? Where David HaMelech said the Givonim are not members of Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael have various middos. There are Rachmonim and Goimlei Chasodim. And if these people are not Rachmonim, they cannot be members of Klal Yisrael. That is a distinctly Jewish middah to be Merachim. To be Merachim. Amoim and Moyov are not allowed to join Klal Yisrael because they did not give us Lechem V'mayim. They didn't have Rachmonas. It's not a punishment. It's a lack of compatibility. If you have a nation that goes through your country, you can't have compassion on them. If you don't have compassion on them, you are incompatible to being Jewish. Imoy Anoichi Betzora is not just a medium to help me daven better, although that's clearly very important, but rather, it's being Jewish. That's what being a Yid is all about. And the Rambam that we quoted before that said, if somebody is Poyresh Midarkei HaTzibur, if somebody cuts himself off, remember the Lashon of the Rambam said, and he acts like Kegoye Ha'oretz. Now we understand at further depth what he means. Because if you don't feel the pain of others, that really is like a goy. Because a Jew, however, we are Rachmonim. We are Rachmonim. It's quite frightening. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his introduction to the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, says, my father used to give me Musa. If he felt that I was not merachim on people enough, and I didn't feel their pain, he said, Zeh kol ha'odom. You're not an odom bichlal. You're not an odom. You're like an animal. An animal doesn't feel other people's pain. So it's getting from bad to worse now. We see that if one doesn't feel the pain of others, not only is one not acting like a yid, but you're not even acting like a human being. But this is me'al ha'kol critical to realize. This midah being noisei ba'olim chaveiroi, imoy anoichi b'tzorah, that's the essence of a yid. The essence of a yid. The story is told about a Jew driving down the highway in the United States of America. And he sees that somebody is broken down at the side of the street. He's wearing a yarmulke. He's clearly Jewish. So he stops I see another Jew in trouble. Let me help him out. And he says, can I help you out? Can I assist you? Yes, please help me. Thank you so much. And strangely enough, when he gets closer, he sees that this person, although he's wearing a yarmulke, he's got a necklace around his neck where he's got a cross. The Jew says to him, if you don't mind me asking, are you Jewish or are you Christian? He says, to be honest, I'm a Christian. He says, I thought so. I noticed a cross dangling around your neck, but would you explain to me as to why on earth you're wearing a yarmulke? He says, oh, that was my mother's piece of advice. My mother told me, always have a yarmulke in your car, because if ever you break down, just quickly get out of your car, put the yarmulke on your head, and you can be assured that a Jew will stop to help you. And indeed, she was right. That is the essence of a Yid. Imoya noichi betzora, we are merachamim, rachmonim b'nei rachmonim. To be poireish midarke atzibur, to chas v'shalom, to hear about the terrible tragedies that we're hearing day in and day out, and for it not to move us, for us not to daven with intensity, means we are acting like a goy. We are acting like a goy. The Chofetz Chaim, during World War I, did not sleep in his bed. And he said, how can I possibly sleep in my bed? How can I possibly sleep in my bed when there are others who do not have homes at all? Rabbi Yitzchok Hübner, famously in 1979, was on a plane that was hijacked. And Berev Chaste HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was one of the first to be released. When he returned to America, the proposition was, there should be a whole Kabbalah Sponim, a whole welcoming committee for him at the airport. One of the G'dayli Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, was released. They asked Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein said, you can have the welcoming committee, but no music. Why? Because there are a number of others who are still on that plane. How can we have a whole mass musical celebration when Achenu, we have brothers and sisters who have not yet been released? Imoy onoichi betzoro. A very moving story. Rav Aaron Kotler had a son, as we know, Rav Shneur Kotler. When he got married, his father was no longer alive, but his grandfather, Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, was. And Rav Issa Zalman accompanied him down to the chuppah. As he walked into the chuppah, halfway there, he left him, he gave him a bracha, and he said, I cannot accompany you anymore. Why? He said, because there are so many following the Holocaust now who don't have parents or grandparents, who are not zeicha to celebrate the chasna of their children or grandchildren. How can I give you a bracha in public right there by the chuppah, celebrating my grandchild's wedding when so many others were not zeicha? In the Entebbe raid, very famous, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when the Mir Yeshiva made an Atzeres Tfilah, he got up and he said, I want to give Divrei Chizuk. What was his Divrei Chizuk? One line. Moray v'rabbeisa, he said, everybody, as we approach now this Atzeres Tfilah, we have to consider, we have to feel that there's our child, our parent or our sibling sitting there on the hijacked plane. That's the way you've got to feel. So this is a tremendously important lesson. The Livnas HaSapir, that brick by the Raglaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always feels our pain. The burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu sitting on the stone, not on a pillow. As we said, the Rambam says, if we don't feel the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, then you need to know we're behaving like a goy, a rasha. Kiven shahitzis atzmei min haklal. May we be zeicha be'ezus Hashem to be mischazik in this midah of imoy onoichi betzora, and that way see the nechama that Klal Yisrael are so desperately waiting for and davening for. May it be b'mheira b'yomenu amen.